otherwise you're going to have losses at the beginning.
Losses.
So you need to compensate these losses with your work at the beginning. One thing that I consider very advisable is to be very patient, to be very open-minded, to accept every piece of advice of the old entrepreneurs and people that have much more experience about this matter, because
predecessors,
yeah, because it's a good way to learn things, and you can take advantage of the success and failures of these entrepreneurs, and that's going to help you in order to settle your own business. I think that nowadays it's much more difficult to be an entrepreneur.
To be an
entrepreneur, because there is much more competition among people that have own business. Because before, when you came up with an idea and you had
a sufficient budget,
and you could reach success easily. But nowadays, you have to compete with plenty of companies that have the same idea, they have the same budget, and have the same team that you have. So, well, yeah.
By the same token. You know, I think that nowadays you have so many startups.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, really, you know, 50 years ago, the idea of a startup wasn't there. Mm. And now you've got angel investors
investing
in startups. The possibilities are much greater, I think.
Yeah, that's true. For instance, because we talk about venture capital, and angel investors. In Spanish we say business angels, but I mean it's the name that we called it in Spain. There is Su Capital, which is the capital semilla, and then
Su Capital.
Capital semilla.
Semilla.
Seed capital.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another name which is after the capital is another which comes after. But first of all is the seed capital. They invest, the business angels invest the seed capital. Of course, they want a return on the investment, but I mean, you got the possibility of getting this portion of capital, and then afterwards to give them back. I mean,
to give it back.
But at least you got the possibility. It's true that you got the, and there is also crowdfunding as well.
Crowdfunding is something that has skyrocketed in recent years.
Okay.
Skyrocket?
Yeah.
Subido, no?
Hmm.
Okay. Finish?
No. I think it's, of course, the role of entrepreneurs is much more demanding than 30 years ago, because you need to have a very good formation in order
training.
You need to study to be familiar with the latest technologies, for instance, the latest laws, the latest.
I'm gonna stand up.
Okay.
My back is killing me. But go on.
Yeah. And you are. I mean. You need to have plenty of skills. Yeah.
Okay.
We can say that all in all, it's being a entrepreneur is very rewarding, and I mean did you really have success being an entrepreneur?
Being an entrepreneur.
Being an entrepreneur, you will be fully satisfied with it.
Yeah, and you know, it's a dog eat dog world out there, so you know it's a lot more challenging.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like either you eat another dog or a dog eats you.
Eat you.
So you know, you need to kind of do a lot more to stand out.
Yeah.
Just to put the expression in. Excellent.
You need to be an outstanding labor, outstanding work in order to be accepted.
Yeah. It's